Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
All right, before we get into shenanigans, what's the info?
All right. Well, we have an Instagram at TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
That too. And yes, we don't do the Facebook or the Twitters anymore because
suck them.
We actually got a voicemail.
Oh,
it actually woke me up last night. Well, not woke me up. I was in bed at 7:51. God, I'm old.
That's embarrassing.
I was also paranoid I was going to oversleep, and I will explain why later. All right, let's hear it.
What's up, ladies of the broadcast? This is Stevie, the Packers fan. I just wanted to see how you ladies are doing. I've been enjoying the last couple podcasts. I've been really enjoying the show, so it's kind of a nice new, kind of a different outlook of what to listen to. You know, I listen to Mixcast, I listen to Megacast, I listen to the podcast. The only time, Vicky, I'm sorry, the only time I listen to Geek Nation is if we want to talk about anything Avengers, so sorry. And I just wanted to let you know that Sunday may be a first for me. I may be going to see Justin Timberlake.
What?
Nice.
And if you guys know me well, you know, I don't listen to Timberlake on the regular. I listen to Slayer. I listen to Metallica. I listen to Slipknot. I listen to Lamb of God. I listen to the dark, heavy rock bands. I just want to go see him because, A, it's Justin Timberlake, and B, it's just something really out of my element.
So, hell yeah.
Have you guys ever gone to a show or ever been out of your element, like something like, well, I didn't think I'd like this, but I love it. So, just an interesting question. Don't know much else. If I do go, I'll definitely call you back. Talk to you ladies later. Bye-bye.
That is awesome.
Right? Oh, man.
Honestly, you know, whatever you think of Justin and his music or stuff, I bet he puts on a phenomenal show.
I think
show.
Steve's has said that before. He does put on a great show.
He knows how to dance. He knows how to move the stage. I feel like he would know how to, like, play with the audience. Like, I think if you like his music or not, I think it's still going to be fun, for sure.
Yeah, you're going to have a blast. But Sarah, have you ever done anything that was out of your element that you actually really enjoyed?
Like concert-wise?
Or anything. Like, did you, because you're not much of a cook, did you ever take a cooking class that you enjoyed or
no.
Something like that? Like, that's an example.
Well, I mean, a lot of our pain in the grasses. I mean, mm-hmm. I like rock music, but it's not something that I will just randomly put on. Mm-hmm. But I actually like find myself like kind of not in the mosh pit because I'm too delicate for that, but right outside of it, kind of like headbanging, rocking, and kind of loving it.
Uh-huh. The experience is fun.
The experience is so fun. All the rockers and, I mean, they're crazy. Let's get real. like baby metal. I remember Uncle Chris used to be on the show. He loved baby metal. Mm-hmm. And I Googled them and I was like, oh, what is this? If you don't know what it is, Google them.
And watch a video.
Yeah, watch a video. But then their concert was so dope.
They're a lot of fun.
They're so fun. They're so in sync. All their little dancing. And it's just so different because they're from, I think, Japan.
Japan.
So it's kind of cool to see a different culture rock band, but they're all females. It's just,
and it's metal.
It's metal. It kind of just blows your mind. And you would not expect it from them. But that was a blast.
Yeah, like for me, I'm trying to think of if there's some, like, because I don't go to many shows. Oh, I know what it is. Many years ago, I went with a buddy of mine who was kind of down on the dumps.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, what would you like to do? Like, what can we do to make you feel a little better? I think he was getting over a breakup. And he's like, you know what? I want to go check out 3-2-1 Wrestling. I've gone to many of them before. And I'm like, okay, I'll go with you. So we went and I had so much fun. And the only real experience I had with wrestling was a previous boyfriend was obsessed with it.
Oh.
And he wanted to be a wrestler. And so I kind of hated it because
it would take all of his attention off from you.
No, because the boyfriend I had before him loved UFC.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I would watch UFC all the time. So from going to something so hardcore as UFC with the blood and everything.
And it's the real deal, the hitting.
Right. And then going to watch wrestling, it felt really weird and it bothered me.
Kind of cheesy and fake. Mm-hmm.
But going to a live wrestling event, and shout out to 3-2-1 Wrestling. They're freaking awesome. They put on a phenomenal show. Check them out on Facebook and Twitter. And we had so much fun. We're sitting there having, I had cider. We're yelling. The whole audience gets into it. And I took my roommate there once, too. I'm like, dude, check this out. And he's not a wrestling guy either. And he loved it.
So there is alcohol there.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Because I feel like I would have to be like a little tipsy. Mm-hmm. But my friend ended up texting me a few weekends ago because she saw Migs there and was like, please tell me why your coworker is at this wrestling thing. And I was like, oh, is it 3-2-1?
Yeah. Was he performing?
No, I asked that too. And she was like, no, I wish. And I was like, yeah, he does. He does wrestle there sometimes. Yeah. But I think it was when he was still injured. But she said it was a freaking blast.
Yeah. Like if you're not into it, that's a really good question for all you guys. Like what is something that you did that's out of your element that you actually liked?
Yeah, or like got dragged to or just decided to go to anyway.
Like, why not?
Or yeah, I feel like 3-2-1 is kind of the same as like roller derby in a sense. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, we're just going to go watch girls like go around like skating pretty much, like rollerblading. It's so dope.
It's not wrestling. They're actually kind of fighting and there's points involved. Yeah, strategy. Yeah.
But it's one of those things that you would kind of like roll your eyes at. But then once you're there, you're like, oh, this is actually kind of cool.
Just so I can give you your phone back, we did get an Instagram message.
I know. Yay. Use the Instagram.
I'm just going to call him Dad Bod.
We just read it. I think it says Marty at the bottom. Oh, does. Or maybe. I don't know. But
yes, Marty and Yelm. Hey.
Hey, Marty. Yeah. I just read it. So sorry.
Okay. But. So deal breakers, referring to our last episode.
Oh, yes. Dating deal breakers.
Lures, which I'm thinking you mean liars, cheats, and thieves. They are all the same on the same level, and one usually leads to the other. So lack of communication in a person, narcissists, no need for details in that. Ungrateful and unapologetic people. They are usually unaccountable for their actions and like to turn tables when the blame is on them. I am 46 and I am still learning what I want and don't want. And all of the above were all in just my most recent ex.
Ooh.
So whoever is next can't be any worse.
That's good, I guess.
And then worst dating advice, mostly from my sister, but she's only trying to look out for me. But it's age. All my long-term relationships have been with younger, and I'll hear a lot from this. But my most recent ex is 20. There's a 20-year difference. So if you are...
She's 46, right?
Yeah, so she was 26.
Dang, that's almost my age.
Yep. I have dated older along with my age, and they all play games. Immaturity sees no age. So my text isn't all broken up. It's readable now. Yeah, because his texts always come broken up. Welcome back, Sage. I had a stint of lust for you till Vicky popped my balloon saying you're effing taken. F her. You're welcome. She loves her boy. Kidding. Love you all. Hope your return from dry January was entertaining, Vicky. Sarah, keep on the outdoor nature walks. It fits your vegan self. LOL, Marty and Yelm.
Thank you. Vegetarian, but pretty close enough.
You go to vegan restaurants and stuff.
Oh, they're bomb. I will say one thing about the ungratefulness is that is so true. Even like the littlest things, just thank them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, even like significant other stuff, like I live with my boyfriend now. So it's like even just I folded the laundry or I did the dishes or I picked up, like I want to thank you. So when I notice that he does that, I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Like it's just the little things.
Because right.
If you don't say thank you or they don't say thank you to you, like why would you want to keep doing it? You know?
Right. Well, it's also like, I mean, I've had roommates who feel like there's no reason to like say anything about it. You are an adult. You should be doing these things. So what do you want? Like a cookie? But so my thinking is, though, there's nothing wrong with showing appreciation. Like just even with the little things, like it makes you feel loved. It makes you feel wanted. It makes you feel appreciated.
Yeah.
You feel like, you know, whether you're a man or a woman, you feel like, yeah.
And for me, powerful. It makes me want to do it more.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't have to wash your clothes. I don't have to put your crap away. I don't have to throw your garbage away. But I do. And it's just nice even being like, oh, thanks, babe. Like, I noticed that. I acknowledge that. And I'm grateful for it.
And I hope it goes both ways.
Yeah.
So it's not like a one-sided, you know, I'm doing all the work.
I would honestly probably freak out and stop doing all the work. And then it would just like.
Right.
Blow up.
Oh my
and be
God.
Disgusting.
You would kill somebody.
I would kill someone. Communication too. If it does bother you, just be like, yo, it'd be really nice if you would thank me every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they don't, then
out.
Kill him or her.
Well, we did get some text messages as well. One was from Ashley. Like, I know I think I read hers all weird last time. So I think I got this time. Says, hey, ladies, Ashley again, commenting on the lady that didn't want to pay her sitter. We talked about that on the last episode, that they agreed on a price and she spent all day with the kids and did not want to pay for the services, which was like $120 or something.
Because they like had ice cream and quote unquote had fun.
Right. It's like, oh, you don't deserve to get paid. It's like, but we agreed on this. She said, this absolutely infuriated me. This chick is doing a service for you. Pay her. I pay daycare for my three kids and mm-hmm. I still pay her paid time off when she takes vacation. And I also have to pay the person watching the kids while norm or provider is on vacation. So I'm totally fine with it. If people don't want to pay people to watch their kids, then don't have kids. I have a story on the flip side, though. I totally support small businesses. I have a friend I used to work with and she sells, she did not write shirts, but she meant to write shirts.
Sure, she did.
And sweatshirts and things with prints on them. So I decided to ask her to make me like 4 tank tops about drinking wine. She was totally cool, says no problem. I paid her $75 right away. Months later, nothing. I keep checking in with her, keep checking, saying she's trying to get them out or she may misplace them. And now a year later, I'm still trying to either get my money back or get my tanks. But now she's completely ignoring me. I don't know what to do. I'm definitely not a pushy person and I hate confrontation. Sorry about the huge text. Rock on. Been there.
Ashley, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
There's not really, unless you, even if you are a confronter,
confrontational person.
Mm-hmm. I am a confrontational person.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't honestly even know what else there is to do. If she keeps not answering your phone, she's not emailing you. I mean, if you know where she lives, I honestly probably would go to her house and be that crazy bitch. But I think for me, that would be less of a headache than like try to legally do something.
Right.
You
like
know?
Going to small claims court.
Yeah. That seems like more of a headache to me.
And that's why like I've had the issue with the artist who hasn't given me my money back.
How many years has it been?
Two years.
How much did you pay her?
$200.
And nothing.
No. So the only problem is I want to go to her work and I'm going to go to her work. But it doesn't open until 1 p.m. So I'm not here at 1 p.m. And usually I don't want to wait around until 1 p.m. So I think I might wait on one of these days. I think Thursday I might stay later, but I don't know what I have going on.
So what are you
going
to say to her? Do you know?
I'm tempted to print off the emails. My friend said print them all off. So in case she tries to deny something or somebody tries to be like,
proof.
Here you go. She said she was going to pay me back. She has not paid me back.
So are you going to go to the place of her work and talk to her boss? Or are you going
to
talk to her directly? How's it going
to
go? Are you going to be like, hey, do you remember me?
Hey, so I would like my refund. It's like, do you remember me? We agreed on a piece of artwork. You didn't have the time or whatever. And now you've been completely ignoring me. What's up?
Okay, good. Because like, I know you get...
I almost want to bring you with me.
You get nervous. You look nervous right now.
I am pretending to do this. I am real bad with the confrontation. Like, it's funny because let's say someone scammed you and we were going in together. I would have no problem with the confrontation there. But when it comes to me...
Yeah.
It's like that weird, I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like if I don't want to talk to a guy at a bar for myself, but if you wanted me to go up to him and talk to him for you, I could totally do that.
But,
it's just
but
that
that's
weird
not
thing.
Confrontational, though, too.
Yeah, like, but that's like, this is for me. Like, can you give me the money? Well, or like, can I get your number?
My
mom
has her own business. So when there's been times where people have been trying to like screw her over, it's like, oh, you damaged this. It's like, no, it's like, well, you use this new product. It's like, this is the product I've been using this whole time and I use it on everyone else's.
And your mom doesn't really like speak English very well.
But she basically is like, F you guys, I'm no longer cleaning your house or your mother's house.
Really?
Yeah.
She probably doesn't like get what she wants. Like or if she's getting blamed for something, she'll do that. So they'll still pay.
Well, like at least this last person, she's like, you know what? No. Like, it's like, if you really are going to hold it against me, I'll go buy you a new freaking whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm never going to clean your house again. She's luckily at a position where she has so many clients that she can pick and choose.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
And then she's getting constant clients too. So she's like, I can be choosy now.
Hell yeah. Be choosy.
But when I've had to write out text messages, I'm like, if someone calls, I'll be like, look. This is what, like, I have no problem defending her. But when it comes to me, that's when I turn into a chicken.
Oh, and she's not answering any of your anything,
no.
Right? God, it's so rude. Was she a friend before? Or was she
no,
a stranger?
I met her at a convention, and I bought a bunch of her stuff, and I went to her art show. She's been on the podcast.
Oh, wow. If you do a lot of digging, you can find out who this is.
Right. So,
well, dude, at this point, I would be... I don't give an F. Like, I would put her on blast. I don't even care.
If it wasn't for this job, I would.
Yeah.
I totally would.
But because of this job, you would think she would not do this.
Right.
Because if you say anything, more than just, like, one person would hear it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, do it, girl. I would, well, you're a lightweight. I would totally take a shot or two first and then be like, excuse me, give me my money.
I either want to bring you or my friend Jamie. She's very good at like
being like, you make sure she's working though. Yeah. Don't like build yourself up and then they're like, oh, she's not working today. And then you're like,
damn it.
Damn it. I have my emails on emails printed out for her to see.
Just keep them in my bag at all times just in case.
Ashley, that sucks though. I honestly feel like you don't want to go through a huge headache, you just kind of chalk it up to a loss.
Right. I mean, you might be in a position, I don't want to like advocate or condone this, but I feel like that's just too much drama if you can put her on blast.
I know, but honestly, well, it's a small business, so it's hard. I know a lot of people who put big businesses on blast and...
Huh. I'm wondering, would this technically be on blast? If she has a business Facebook page and she has the review section, put in a review.
Definitely. Or like a Yelp thing or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, like that's what I told my roommate once. He had a negative experience at a place. And he's like, well, I'm going to write a Yelp review because this was a very shady thing. I'm like, no, not Yelp, Facebook. Because more people see Facebook.
Or both.
Yes. And so he posted on Facebook and they got to him right away and they like hooked him up. And
yeah, because businesses, that's the last thing they need is someone bashing their thing on the internet.
I feel like, and this could be just me because I have my feelings towards Yelp, but I feel like everyone takes Yelp with a grain of salt. A lot of people
take it very seriously.
Well, the ones that write Yelp reviews are the ones that take it very seriously.
Probably.
The people that are reading it are like, okay, it's just a, you know, pissed off Yelper that their tea was 2 degrees too cold or whatever.
Yeah.
That kind
of
thing.
I don't really Yelp, but I do look at the reviews and it is fascinating to see the bad ones or the good ones. Or, you know.
But Facebook, I feel like, is a little more, I don't know. For some reason, Facebook seems
I never go to like a Facebook to check, but I'm not very. I don't
well,
really
sometimes
care
they'll
what
pop
think.
Up, right? Like when you're looking at the page, they're right there. So you can look at all of them if you wanted to, but some of them will pop up. So maybe that's a good way. It's like, you know what? Unfortunately, as much as I like this person, they are very unprofessional. I have not received my order after this long time and I've not received a refund.
And she stopped answering.
Yes.
Which sucks because I thought this story was going to go a different way and I totally need someone to make me shirts. So I was going to be like, oh, Ashley, who's your girl?
It's not hard to print them and like buy the iron-ons.
I don't know how to do any of that.
You follow the instructions on the back of the package.
Girl, you're the creative one. I'm the I would rather pay someone to do it all for me.
That is fair. All right. But Ashley did write us another text.
Okay. It
says, hey, girls, it's Ashley. You guys were talking about kids' names and just wondering what you think of my kids' names.
Oh.
My oldest is 5 and a half and his name is William Dean. And I generally call him Willie Dean or Willie D. See, I'd be very tempted to call him, was it Willie D. Williams or whatever? No.
Yeah, I know who you're, I know.
Billy D. Williams.
Yeah, you're talking about someone. That's
Star famous. Wars.
Yeah.
And my second is Jack Jerome. That sounds cool. It sounds like a folk country singer.
Jack Jerome.
It's like coming to the stage. Jack Jerome. I actually like really like that. Okay, I can't do, I guess, a country voice.
Jack Jerome.
Was not sure if I really wanted his middle name to be Jerome, but it's my father-in-law's middle name, so I went with it.
Aww.
My third and final is Elizabeth Lynn. We call her Libby Lynn for short. That's cute.
Oh, Libby Lynn. That's cute.
I love that. Also, what do you guys think about shortening names or nicknames?
I absolutely love shortening names and nicknames. Mm-hmm. Love them. I would love to have a child's name to where, like, I don't like the name Elizabeth, but I love that you shorten it to Libby. Like, in Libby Lynn, it just goes really well. Like, I think that's really adorable. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so down for nicknames and little cute.
I like Willie D.
And you can I don't call really like that. I don't like the name Willie or William at all.
William?
No, sorry.
Which is weird because I love W names. Like, I love Wade.
Walter, Wilson. No.
I love, like, okay, not all W names. Okay, I love Wade, Wayne.
No.
And even before my buddy Wyatt, I really like the name Wyatt. What was the other one? Warren. I like Warren.
Weird. Yes. Yeah. None of those.
And I don't know if it's because my name starts with a V, so it feels like two Vs. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe that's why.
Cute.
I like V names, too, because they're not very, there's Victor. Not a lot of them. Vincent, Veronica, Valerie.
Really?
Vanessa. There's not a lot like of V names.
Yeah, there's not. Victoria.
But I do like, I mean, I've always been Vicky since I was born. Like,
yeah.
I'm Victoria. My real name's Victoria, but I've always been Vicky. Some people call me Vic. Some people call me V. Then I had one person try to call me Tori and it just didn't feel good. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I'm not a Tori.
I mean, you're a Vicky.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because that's me.
But you should go by Victoria.
Yes, I do when I get my Starbucks.
That's so sexy, I think.
Or any other time. Like, hey, my name's Victoria. Like on a date, Victoria.
Really?
Yes.
Like, is that what your Tinder somebody profile and like that says?
Well, Tinder says Victoria because it connects to your Facebook.
Oh, and your Facebook says Victoria. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay.
I just think it sounds like, ooh, that's just much more sexier.
So, yeah, I don't like Willie. I do like I don't like Elizabeth, but I like Libby.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Jerome, I'm still pondering it.
I love the name Jack.
I kind of like the J-J. See, I like Jackson. I like the name Jackson. And then you
but
could
Jack Jerome
Jack.
Could be JJ.
JJ, that'd be cute. I love those names,
just love
like DJ
names.
Or like LJ or MJ
or
whatever.
Is it because your dad's BJ?
No, because that one's weird.
So, yeah,
I would never shorten my kid's name to BJ. No offense, Dad, but I wouldn't.
I mean, I think they're just pretty standard names. I thought you were going to, like, my kid's name is, you know, Bartholomew, you know, Kumquat, Asparagus.
Kumquat.
No, they're good names. And, like, I love nicknames, especially when you're playing a sport, you need to. It was always like Vic, Ash, Linz.
Yeah, their name. I don't know. I don't really like them. I'm a little more honest. I mean, they're normal, which
that's
is good,
why, yeah.
But
I like the nicknames. And I always love the name Jack, so I'm always going to say I like it. Michael the Musical Trucker asked, how are the roads going into Seattle today, which was Tuesday morning? I didn't go into work Tuesday because the roads were pretty freaking awful.
For all y'all that don't know, Seattle got hit with some snow.
Yeah, a lot of Western Washington.
Sunday night. Yeah, a lot of Western Washington. So Monday morning, it was like a blanket of snow. And if you don't know, we don't really get that much snow. So if we even just get a few inches, it's like the biggest deal ever.
It took me forever to get into work because I kept coming across like closed roads. So I had to turn around multiple times.
Yeah. And I don't think the plows really went out Sunday night because I don't think anyone really thought it was going to be.
Plus, everyone was probably drunk or hungover
epic.
From the Super Bowl.
True. Yes. All the tow truck guys were just wasted.
And the thing was, yesterday they didn't really. Monday, I noticed this on my way home. Like once I hit Linwood, towards the northern Linwood, the road stopped being so plowed.
Mm-hmm.
So it was still snow. It was still icy. So Lake Stevens, Everett, Arlington, Marysville is
still
awful.
Yeah.
And so this like right now, like in the streets of Lake Stevens right now, we still have a crap ton of ice and snow.
Well, and it's crazy. I went for a walk Monday afternoon and I went for not even an hour. And like mm-hmm. within that hour, it significantly got colder.
Yes.
By the end, I was like, oh, it's definitely like now all going to freeze to ice.
And I hear we're supposed to have another snowstorm like Friday, Saturday, and even I think one next week too.
It's crazy. It's like if I look outside the window right now, you can still see a little bit of snow, but it's like sunny and you can tell it's like melting. But apparently it's all going to change again on Friday night, right?
Something
Friday
like
night
that.
To Saturday.
Yeah.
And then sometime next week.
So I'm going to
go. We're not used to this, you guys. Okay.
Not in Western Washington. So I'm going to the grocery store on Friday. Payday.
Payday.
And getting all the snacks, all the food, just so we don't have to go out in the snow and just eat cozy food, like comfy food, stay in my sweatpants.
See, I have plans this weekend. So I'm like,
I have none.
Super hoping this either one doesn't happen. Two happens, but I can still like do the things and places are open because I'm not trying to be stuck in my house all weekend.
Well, what do you have to do?
Hello, I'm not gonna sober anymore this weekend.
It's the 9th. I totally forgot.
It's my girl's birthday on Saturday, so we're all supposed to go to her house and then go out and about. And I want that to happen.
I know, because I got mine on Saturday.
Last Saturday, yeah.
So we got an Airbnb. We got a bunch of booze and like champagne.
What kind
and
of
whiskey?
Booze?
I got whiskey.
Whiskey.
I got Evan Williams because it's a good mixer. Actually,
Evan Williams, so ratchet.
It is not. It is ratchet if you're in Seattle. You
it's
go
like
up north.
Jack Daniels, like it not is, wanted brother. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll still drink it. Like
yeah,
I drink R&R.
It's
like, let's get real.
Steve and I don't do it.
Rough and rowdy, baby. It's like $10 a fifth.
Anywho, yeah. See, freaking Evan Williams is a step above that. Anyways, it is. You're just like Mercer Island what? Snobby because I go up to like up north.
I'm snobby with my R&R.
Right. They're just like, oh, we, you know, here's our really, really crappy well whiskey. I'm like, no, I'm not going to drink that.
I feel like, hey, you're going to get a hangover. You're going to get a hangover.
Whiskey doesn't always give me a hangover, but I actually give a shout out and I'm totally blanking. His name was either Cody or Toby. I ran into him, a listener, at Target, and he bought me my bottle.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, so I was just like, oh, because I was just chatting with his kid. His kid was super cute.
Kobe or Toby, you're so nice.
And I'm like, I drank a lot. And I was so like, I'm really bad at accepting gifts. So I was just like, I'm sorry.
Was he
like,
single?
He had his kid with him.
So?
I'm pretty sure he was not.
You didn't check the ring finger?
I think he had one. I don't remember, but.
Oh, that's what I immediately look at.
Well, I mean, for some reason.
And you're cool with kids now.
Like, kind of. Like, it depends. It's like based on, like, you know, case on case situation. But like, I wasn't looking for.
His kids sucked. So yeah, I was like, nope.
Like, I don't want to meet.
Just buy me my whiskey.
I don't want to meet a guy's kids, like, first.
Like, hey, sometimes you just got to let it happen, man.
No, like, the guys I have dated, with kids or like have seen a couple times, I've never met their kids.
Well, yeah, but sometimes like this would just happen naturally,
right?
Like it wasn't like introducing you to my girlfriend.
There was no like romantic thing. It was just like, hey, I listen to the show. I love what you guys do.
Girl, you should have been holding like the top notch stuff.
I'm not that person. You can be that person.
Here's
I'm
Maker's.
Not.
Oh, Maker's Mark is so good. Have you had Maker's Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so smooth. Okay, sorry. Continue.
No, but I wanted to give him.
So you
thanks.
Got Jack. I mean, you got Evan.
Thank you.
Maybe I'm drunk now.
I was like, God damn, Sarah. But yeah, we went out. We had an Airbnb and we went out to multiple bars and restaurants in Ballard. And it was just fun. It was chill, low key. It wasn't like ratchet crazy. It was just fun. We took our time, went everywhere we wanted to go. And then we got Dick's Burgers.
That's when you know you had a good night.
Right.
Was it just a chill night out? Because it's Saturday night. You think it's popping off.
Yeah, but I mean, we weren't like at a club, you know, or anything like that.
Yeah.
We went to like King's and Ballard, Matador. And I forget what the other one we went to. Because we didn't get to go to El Borracho, that's true.
Anyways. Because it was,
No, because we wanted to get to Dick's on time.
Oh.
Before it closes.
Well, that's fun.
So I had a good
time. You feel
like
you did your no dryness good?
Yes.
And friend too?
Yeah, she said she had fun. We didn't have, like, we had like that, a little bit of that nausea in the morning, but not really a hangover. So I was happy. That's what I wanted. I didn't really want a hangover.
Damn, I'm like planning on being hung the F
did
over
already
on Sunday.
Take Sunday off?
No, I'm still going. God, you got to work through it, man.
Nope.
Yep.
I'm the most miserable person when I'm hungover.
I told my friends yesterday, I was like, I really hope the snow doesn't like stop us from our plans because I'm planning on, and if I wasn't planning on getting wasted, it's probably going to happen anyway. Like a month and a half? Could you, like, I'm surprised you didn't get like crazy. Like my tolerance goes so down after I don't drink for a while.
I think also because we got some nachos at the first place. So like I had a buzz going and then we ate.
And then it kind of died down.
Died down. But then I got the buzz back up, but I wasn't super nuts.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Like I didn't want to be like, woo!
I mean, sounds lame to me, but that's good for you.
I know.
That's what you wanted.
I mean, we're all different peoples. But we did get this message from Carly.
Carly.
It's like, for real how I feel about you girls, haha. And it's a meme. And it says, my friends. And it's like this little pie graph. It says, my actual friends, a little sliver, my pets, another little sliver, and then the rest of it is podcast hosts.
Oh, wait, that's so cute.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, we're
we
your
have friends.
Yay.
You listen to us and you still want to be our friend.
I know, that's shocking.
I'm sorry.
Good for you.
We did get one more message. It says, hey, ladies, I noticed that you stopped doing Facebook drama on the main show. Did it become boring or just didn't care for it anymore? I miss it, but things run its course after a while. Still, love you all. So right now we're just taking a break. You just kind of, you know, wanted to see if we can pile up and get some new ones, some fresher Facebook dramas. It will be back at some point. We're just taking a break right now.
Yeah. It'll probably be like here and there.
Yeah.
Every now and again. It's not dead forever.
No, it is not because it is fun.
I know. I love it. I miss it.
But we do want to talk about how the snow went.
Oh.
Like, or not how the, so not really how, like there's nothing any like crazy, but like we took the baby out.
Oh, yeah, your little baby.
Yeah, we put him out in the snow. He didn't care for it.
Hell no. I was about to swear. I was like, I feel bad for him. I'm a grown adult with meat on my bones, and I'm dying in it.
I was going to say, yeah, like your dad hates snow.
Hates
I love
it.
Snow.
Honestly, I knew he hated it. He's always kind of hated it, but it really came out on the main show today.
He was just like, it makes me think. I'm like, I think that's just your excuse for if you're not feeling good.
No, he hates it.
Yeah.
He like that's a reason why he hated the East Coast. And when we used to never get snow here, because I liked the snow. I missed it because I lived in New York for a while and we would get hella snow and school would be canceled and it would be a snow day and it'd be so fun. And he was like, no, I don't miss it at all when we moved here because there was no snow when we moved here at first. And so
it's very rare that we get snow. So in my head, it's like I'll enjoy it. It does get frustrating with, you know,
trying
traffic.
To get anywhere.
I'm actually not awful at driving in the snow, I've learned.
I am.
But it's just nice because you can. I just have this memory of it being completely snowed in. I think I was either in high school or like shortly out of high school. And for some reason, like when you go outside, when it's really, really snowy at night and it's very
beautiful.
Quiet, like very beautiful. And for some reason, even though it's dark, it's light out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But I had that once where it was almost like an orangey light. Mm. It was a weird hue in the air. I don't know why. And so we went in, the power went out. We had made, like, I think my dad, we brought, like, I don't remember what he had. I think we went outside and he had a little grill or whatever. And we cooked up some popcorn, like old school style. Like, we put some oil and kernels in a pan and we just shook it over the stove. And so we made popcorn. We played board games. I think we played like Uno and stuff. Like my brother and I are in like sleeping bags out in the living room. We're playing on the coffee table.
Yeah.
So it was just like we were all there. And it was just fun. It was quiet. There was no TV.
Mm-hmm. You light candles to like have the room actually have some light. And
it was just a nice, like, I don't know.
Think it is a little different, though, when you're older.
Yeah.
I feel like in a way we have more responsibilities and we have kind of like a day like that makes us feel, and it sucks, makes us feel like we're not doing anything or we're not getting anything done or we're not going to work or we can't do our work from home because the power is out or we have to go to the gym and we're not working out and we're late. Like, you know, like at least my mind, that's where it goes. But I'm kind of surprised at my dad because my dad loves playing games. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this weekend he has game days that are set and he's already, of course, texting everyone like, I don't want anyone to come if like it's going to be too scary or you're going to get stranded or la la la. But I think if everyone can come and it's just like it's the perfect excuse to either play board games or stay inside and do nothing. Like nothing's open anyway. You're going to go outside. You're probably going to eat it like I almost did on Monday and like hurt something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I think it's just a very big inconvenience.
See, I love it. Like I just always have. So I'm curious to see what you guys think, if you love it or you hate it. The one thing I hate is when it starts to go away and it's all brown and slushy.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's kind of happening right now.
At least in Seattle.
Downtown. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just get a little stir crazy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like,
you go play outside. And
yeah, but then you just get so cold. I'm like your little baby. I'm like, okay, this is fun. I'm over it now.
Well, like we had him wrapped up in a suit. I think he didn't like the snow because he couldn't move in the suit.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have to wear so much crap.
Right. So he's just,
I would want to go sledding, though.
Do you ever do that?
Sledding.
Okay.
No, I'd love it. Well, because I don't ski or snowboard or any of that. So same. I just like need a hill and my sled and I'm good.
Either a sled or like the big inner tube.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just roll down it.
When I was a kid, so we have two hills. Like, so my house is in the middle and there's two hills on either side of us. One of them you can't go down because it'll take you right into where cars go. And that's not, they don't stop very well there.
Yeah.
The other one, it was perfect. It was like in the neighborhood. So we'd always take our sled. We'd had like a blue plastic one and my dad had like a wooden one. And so my brother and I and my neighbor Grace would always just slide right down them. Like we just go up and down. And in the summer we'd take our bikes on the same hill and go down real fast and then go back up.
Your prime location.
And so I feel like I had a very 90s childhood.
Yeah, especially when you think of snow. Mm-hmm. Well, I have kids in my cul-de-sac and I saw them outside playing in the cul-de-sac and building a snowman. And I was like, why don't we, when we're grown, have that want or like, let's, you know, like,
I still do, but
with my friends, I'm like, let's have a snowball fight. And we'd be like, no, you're going to get my clothes wet and my hair. You know what I mean?
See, I don't mind about that. I just know that some of my friends would throw really hard ice balls on accident.
Worth it.
And just like,
have you been paintballing?
I have.
Exactly. Ugh. It's like paintballing in the snow.
Just with rocks. Oh, no. If you're that person that puts rocks in your snowballs, you can go to hell.
You're kind of an a-hole. Yeah.
But it's just a lot of fun. I love going, like, being out there with my dad. We did a photo shoot once for, like, Christmas cards. It was, like, snowed in, like, during November. And we all ran out there. My dad's on a sled wearing a Mexican hat. Like, it was just us being goofy.
Funny.
It was just us being silly.
You guys should recreate those.
Yeah, just do something similar.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk about this thing I've been seeing since I've been stuck inside for a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I found this new trend that's been going on.
Oh.
And I kind of want to see, would you do this? And how would you think Johnny Rubbers would reply?
Oh, golly. Okay.
So it's a new game and it starts off, you text your boyfriend, I want a baby, and then you screenshot the response. You just say, I want a baby, and that's it. What do you think he would say?
Oh, wow.
By the way, some of these are priceless because you get a whole range of like emotions, like a bunch of different stuff.
That's funny. I mean, I could do it right now and see what he says. I don't know if he'll respond in time.
I mean, we can try because I have a bunch of these we can read.
I feel like he would just be like, okay, he literally just texted me and said, how are you doing, babe? So I'm just going to respond and say, I want a baby.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Watch him have already seen this like thread right. And like.
All right, so I'll read a couple because I found a couple of pages that have a bunch
of
them.
Wait, let's just predict what he's going to say. I think he's just going to say,
huh?
Really? Or like, you do? Question mark?
It's like, I feel like maybe just question marks. Like, huh? What? Like, where did this come from? All right. I'll read you some of the responses. I want a baby. We're lesbians.
Hey, you could still have a baby.
Some of these are really sweet. Some of these are just hilarious. I want a baby. And I want you to have my child. So it looks like a deal.
Oh, really? Is that true, you think?
I mean, maybe.
Maybe she's already, like, pregnant.
Or maybe that, you know, she told him to write that.
Yeah, right.
I want a baby. Well, it's good for tax returns.
It is tax season.
Says, I want a baby. And then he sends a picture of some nuggets. It's like, did you hear me? Yeah, you will get one. But the nuggets.
Oh, he sent the nugget. Oh, he sent the nugget picture.
I want a baby. It's like, no, you're still basically are a baby. And then he sends a meme where it says, don't cling to a mistake just because you spent a lot of time making it. And it was this artist who drew like this woman like basketball throwing her baby away.
I would be a little upset if he called. Well, no. He'd be right, probably.
I love this one. I want a baby. Get me pizza and I'll think about it.
Dude, that is something Johnny Rubs would say for sure. Get me pizza and beer, maybe.
Sweetheart, I want a baby. I promise you after you graduate hygiene school, I will give you a baby. I will give you as many babies as you want. I can't wait to get you pregnant. I can't even imagine the amount of pure happiness that will overwhelm me. You're the woman of my dreams, and you're going to be the best mother to our babies. I love you so much, baby girl.
Oh, that is so true. That is such a real one. Yeah, I and feel it.
It says hubby, like, you know, so you know they're already married.
Oh, that was cute.
I want a baby. Oh, my God. Steal one.
Just stop already.
It's like, hi, I want to have a baby. We have to focus on Game of Thrones. Seriously? Do I sound like I'm kidding? I mean, Game of Thrones is really important.
It is. You can't have a baby and watch both. Let's get real.
I love this one. I want a baby. You've been on Twitter too much. He saw it already.
Oh, it was a Twitter thing?
Yeah. Because it started off as someone tweeting that out. This person, I want a baby. We only have like $12 combined.
That's funny.
I want a baby. A dog baby?
That would be one of his responses too.
Funny because I sent this list to one of my best friends and she's like, if I sent this to my husband, he'd be like, no, we're not getting another dog.
Oh, thinking that's your baby.
Yeah, they already think babies dogs.
No.
I want a baby. Who are you and what have you done to my girlfriend?
Oh, they probably discuss never wanting a baby.
Right. I want a baby. Hell yeah, I put a baby in you. We need a new Boston fan in the house. You spelt Yankees wrong. You spelt World Series champions wrong.
Oh.
Let it go. It was luck.
Let it go. It was luck.
But I love that. It's like, you spelled Yankees wrong. Well, you spelled World Series champions wrong.
That is so cute. I love that. I mean, she kind of got owned. He's right.
Right. But. I want a baby. Would not recommend. Babies are like 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10. If that.
I love this one. I want a baby. Give me a week. What color?
What color?
Yeah. I think they're lesbians because I think the picture here is a girl. So they might be lesbians.
Oh, they'll just go get one.
Yeah. I want a baby. So do I. Okay. So what you going to do about it? Knock you TF up. The F-O.
Oh, no. Is she like, just kidding. It's a Twitter thing.
It's like, I want a baby. A baby baby? The alive kind. A human baby or a small furry whiskered baby? Either or.
Either one.
Let's see. I want a baby. Really? Absolutely. Why is that? Why not? Scared. LOL, same. Very, actually. But still want one. Let's do it. Yeah? Yeah. I feel like your mom would chop my peep off.
Did she respond to that?
No.
No?
I want a baby. And then it's like, Matthew has left the chat. Like, he didn't even leave the chat. He wrote that.
That's funny.
I want a baby. Like, for lunch?
Ow, what?
Oh, I love this. It's like, I'm not even going to say I want a baby anymore because I'm getting tired of saying that.
I like when you say it, though.
Okay, fine. I want a baby. Right now? Yes. I thought you wanted to lose weight.
Oh. That ain't going to help if you want to lose weight, girl.
Yeah. I want a baby. Well, I guess you want a Ferrari, too. Can't nobody afford one of those? Oh, this one's probably my favorite. I want a baby. No. Oh, okay. Wait, but don't ask another guy. I'll do it.
Don't text someone else that.
Like, I'll do it. I want a baby. I do too. When the time is right. Oh my God, I love you so much.
Oh, That's sweet.
Okay, this might be my favorite. I want a baby. I'm baby. Because you call him baby.
You just want me?
Right. What? I want a baby. I'm gay. Well, you weren't gay last night.
Oh.
I want a baby. You already have the dog. Oh, I'm just like skipping through some of the better ones.
I want my man to respond.
I love this. It's like, no, do not text me. I want a baby. I wasn't going to. Sure you weren't. I wasn't. He already knew.
He already saw it.
My favorite was, but the nuggets. Okay, I love all of them.
The nugget.
Or the give me a week, what color?
I will keep you guys posted if
right, what Johnny J-Rubs
ever says anything.
It's like, I want a baby. Mine? Yeah, who else's? Well, Aquaman's.
Oh, good point.
I wouldn't mind Aquaman's. Like, are we talking
you
Jason?
Would much rather have Aquaman's than anyone else's.
Jason Momoa Aquaman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not talking about like the one from the cartoons.
Well.
But okay, so if you have this kind of relationship where it's not going to be weird, if you could write this as your significant other, do this and see what, like, tell us what they say.
I know. I'm like waiting. Like, and now, like, the more I wait, I'm like, is he going to read that and, like, actually think something of it? Like, I'm going to be like, just kidding. It's on Twitter. So I decided to do it with you because you are my pun.
Yeah. But while we're still here, we'll see if we wait till Johnny rubs.
I know. There was another thing that people had texting. I forgot what it was, but it was.
Was it the turkey one for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. For the mom.
How long do you cook the turkey, a whole turkey in the microwave for? And there's some people even did pictures.
So
it's like, do not.
Funny. So many moms were like, what the hell? And there were some moms that were like, I don't know. Just try a few minutes at first. And I would have totally done that with my mom, but I don't eat turkey. So she would have known, like. Well, she would have been very confused, actually.
She's like, I'm cooking a turkey for Thanksgiving for someone else.
How long do I put the microwave for?
But I try to... Have you ever heard of HQ, the game, like, trivia thing?
No.
So, apparently, and I saw one of her coworkers playing it, like, a couple times a day, I think, they do a live trivia stream, and there's different themes.
Oh.
And if you complete a certain amount of days and you pass all the questions... then you can win. You can be a part of the grand prize. And sometimes the grand prize is like $50,000. But I mean, if multiple people get it, then you split that money.
So you have to be live watching it answering every day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And if you mess up on one of the questions, you can buy like little lives. That's, I think, how they get their money. It's like people buy lives. I want to win.
Oh. So they can like get one wrong and then still be around.
Yeah. And so it's kind of fun. My friend messaged me like, you need to get this and try it because they're doing French trivia. And I failed on the third one. And
you did?
It was one of those like you have 10 seconds to answer his question. So I'm sitting there. I'm like thinking
Multiple choice. It's just.
No, it is multiple choice. But the question was, since it was French trivia, when you watch the intro, who's the first person to sit on the couch? And I had a hard time. I'm like, it's either Monica or Rachel, Monica or Rachel, Monica or Rachel. And I'm like, I was leaning towards Rachel. I'm like, no, you feel wrong. And I hit Monica and it was Rachel.
Oh.
And then I just said, screw it. I deleted the app. I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, because you would buy a life, right?
Yeah, I don't want to buy a life.
Yeah, good. Don't do it.
So I deleted the app.
How many questions were there?
10.
Oh, man.
But they progressively get harder and harder.
Do you think you could have actually done all 10?
I think I probably could have. But I didn't want to know. Vicky! I didn't want to know. But I also didn't want to do it for the next 10. Like, I don't know if I had to do it a week or 10 days.
So you have to, like, get all of them right for 7 or 10 days.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
What time do they do the live?
I know there was one at noon, and then I think, I forget what time we did the other one at. My buddy's like, there's coming one. It might have been at 5 o'clock.
Oh, so they're not all, they wouldn't be all friends categories.
No.
Oh, so you would have maybe done all 10, but then you'd have to do the next day, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah. But I did find this article. It says 15 tiny inconsistencies in Friends that did not add up at all. So now that I've watched the like seasons multiple times over
she
the
has
last,
an obsession, everyone.
Over the last 10 years. I just finished watching, I think. No, I'm halfway through, but I'm also watching other stuff right now when I fall asleep. But you watched it.
Oh, yeah. Well, not like you.
No, nobody like me. Not very many people like me. But
and I don't even know if I've seen every episode, but.
That's fair. On Netflix. But some of these did bother me. And I was wondering if you guys like Friends. If you don't, then sucks to be you. We're going to do this. Because it ran for 10 years. So this is one of the big things. It's like Ben was missing from Ross and Emily's wedding. Ben is Ross's son. And so when he goes and get married in England, like last second, like his son's not there. Like there's mention that like she meets him a couple times, but we never see them together. And basically we don't really see him much. We've never seen them interact with when Rachel has his baby. We never see him interact with
Yeah, he
Emma.
Just kind of like falls off the face of the earth.
Yeah, like maybe on one or two episodes, like later in the seasons, but not much.
That actor was like, bye.
Although he's like in Riverdale, like he's twins. So he was in Big Daddy. No. Not he's in Riverdale.
Oh, is it Colin? Whatever spell.
Yeah.
Really? That's
that
him?
Mm-hmm. Well, the older version. I don't know about the baby, but yes.
Colin Dillon from The Suite Life.
Yep.
Oh, that's weird. I did not know that.
Disney kid.
Yeah, I was a Disney watcher, lover.
This one, I feel like a lot of these is also not just one person, but multiple people. Ross has two birthdays. And one episode, he says, my birthday is December and gets us cut off. And then on another occasion, he's like, my birthday is October 18th.
Did you notice that?
I think somebody pointed it. I think I had noticed it, actually. And then somebody pointed it out.
That would drive me bonkers.
Yeah, because I know Phoebe's birthday was supposed to be around Halloween, but I feel like it was a different time of year on another episode. So I got to go back and like pay attention.
Do you, though?
Yeah. Yeah. Joey keeps forgetting what an Adam's apple is. So in one of the episodes, like the first episodes or first seasons, he says that he goes out on a date, but he couldn't, like, you know, the weird little things that you can't get past.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, I didn't like this girl's, you know, nose. It was too big or whatever. And he's like, yeah, this girl was amazing, great body and everything, great kisser, but she had a really big Adam's apple. And nobody wanted to tell him that, they did, but no, they didn't really correct him. It's like, nope, only men have Adam's apples.
Oh.
But in a later episode, many, many seasons later, he talks about how he doesn't want to wear a tie or bow tie because it hurts his Joey's apple. And Chandler has to tell him, it's like, for the last time, it is not named after each individual man.
Ah, that'd be cool if it was, though.
Right? So it's like, how is it that he forgot what an Adam's apple was called? And then same with Ross. He said he hated ice cream in one episode, but we see him eating ice cream with Marcel and then again with one of his ex-girlfriends, Elizabeth.
Oh.
He says, it's too cold. It hurts my teeth.
And then maybe he just starts to like it. And maybe Joey just learns what an Adam's apple is, but likes to call it a Joey's apple.
Maybe. But like we see him in like an episode eat ice cream. And then many seasons later, we see him say he hates ice cream. And then we see him eat ice cream again. And then Phoebe with her languages, like apparently knows a bunch of languages, but doesn't like conveniently. So there's an episode where she's like, I'm a sous chef. Oh, are you her boss? It's like, no, sous means under in French. It's like, oh, okay. And then in another episode, she's speaking fluent French. And same with Italian. Like, she apparently speaks fluent Italian to Joey's grandmother, but never to Rachel's ex, who was, what was it? Like, I forget his name.
Italian.
The Italian guy. Not Fabio.
Fabio.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. But basically the Fabio type. It's like, why wouldn't you speak Italian to him? And apparently he said Ross had said that he was a virgin. He lost his virginity to Carol. But in one episode many seasons later, it was the one with Brad Pitt starred in.
I remember that.
They made a mention that he slept with the cleaning lady in college. Or I think No, he made out with one of the other girls. That was the Brad Pitt one. But in another episode, he talks about that he slept with the clean lady. So he maybe didn't lose his virginity to Carol.
He's a liar.
Hmm. And then why didn't Monica and Chandler get married at the museum? She had put her name down.
Wait, what?
So when they're at a museum, there's like a 2-year wait or something for weddings.
Oh, wow.
So she puts her name down, and that's how Chandler finds out, because they call the house.
Oh.
And so she's like, oh, I'm freaking out. I want to get married. But then he decides to get a ring and propose to her anyways. But they didn't get married at the museum after all.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yep. Okay.
And then there's an episode where Chandler starts to cry. I think it's supposed to be like an ode to a movie from the 80s. But he has said he's never cried. He can't cry until one episode, and then he just starts bawling.
Oh.
Maybe can't cry. He used to cry, maybe.
Maybe he started.
Monica changed her mind about the existence of soulmates. She says that Chandler is her soulmate on her wedding day. But then later, when Phoebe's like, I'm dating this guy who's Monica's soulmate. And Chandler gets all jealous. And it's like, I don't believe in soulmates. That's like, Monica, you're changing your mind here.
Yeah, but that happens in real life, yeah, though. When people are like, soulmates are stupid. And then like their vows are like, you're my soulmate.
You're my pussy.
And you're like, wait, what?
Chandler and Rachel have amnesia. So they met each other many times in their youth that we see later on in the later seasons, that they met a couple of times this week when they were teenagers. And then they don't remember each other when they first meet.
Hmm.
They had Thanksgiving together, but they don't remember each other the first episode.
When they were little kids?
No, like when they were teenagers or when they were in college.
Oh, they knew each other?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They met. Phoebe's family wasn't at her wedding, so the mom she found out about, her biological mother didn't come. Obviously, her sister wouldn't come. But
where's her twin? Yeah.
The twin's a bitch.
Still her twin, though.
Yeah, but her twin, yeah, no.
Creepy.
Or Chandler was shocked at Monica's weight loss. It's like, I think because they, one of the seasons, he's like, wait, that was you? That's what she looked like? But you had met her when she was heavy. So that was the inconsistency. Monica and Chandler were supposed to name their child after Joey because they got caught having sex while taking care of Emma. So they went to the other room to have
sex.
Oh,
yeah.
And they didn't end up naming their first child Joey. I did realize that when they're like, this is Jack and that's Erica.
Jack and Erica?
Jack and Joey
are similar.
Well, Jack, yeah, for Monica's dad. And I think the last one that was pretty crazy. You know the dog, the big white dog? There's an episode where white dog is out on the balcony. How the hell did they get the dog on the balcony? Because they get into on the balcony through a window.
Oh, there was no door?
No.
Huh.
Like, how did they do that one? But is there ever like anything that really bothers you from a TV show? It's like, oh, but they said this or they did that.
Dude, sometimes I notice in editing, I was watching Teen Mom 2 the other day, and it was like they were having a conversation. The kid was in the back with like a slushie. And mm-hmm. It was red, and she was eating it. And then as the conversation continued, it was, like, blue when it got more on the bottom. So I was like, oh, it must have been a red and blue Slurpee. But then the next scene is, like, it's full again. So they, like, cut the conversation to be, like, talking about her first day at school, but then talking about her dad, and then talking about her dad again, but, like, in a different sequence.
Right.
So it was, like, a full slushie, not full slushie, full slushie. And you're like, ooh, if I was the editors, I'd be pissed.
Well, I mean, that's what the editors did, but they cut those reality TV shows to make them more interesting.
More
dramatic.
But they should have noticed that, right. And they wouldn't have done it like that.
Or they just assume that their audience is dumb.
Hey.
Except Sarah.
Well, and it was really obvious. So things like that,
mm-hmm.
I don't really pay that much attention to like a sitcom or like like this, like that kind of stuff. I would probably never notice.
Well, there was one that I remember on Big Bang Theory, and it was the very first episode, so I give him a little credit.
Mm-hmm.
They were deciding that I think it was Leonard and Sheldon were going to go donate sperm because they could get money for it because they're, you know, super, super smart. And they ended up backing out, not doing it. But there's a comment Leonard made to Sheldon. It's like, oh, you know, you would think you'd be a professional by now or something, because supposedly he did it a lot. But then later we find out that Sheldon is like uber virgin.
Like,
never does anything, you know.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, well, I give it a pass because it's the first episode. But
yeah, and they didn't know really where it was going. But right. That also, like, it could have just been a joke, too.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
It could have.
I want to watch it again. I'm not caught up on Big Bang Theory.
Oh, I can't handle that show, dude. It's just too cheesy.
My dad loves it.
Stupid. My parents used to watch it all the time, and I like wanted to punch Sheldon. I wanted to punch them all in the face, honestly. Right. Yeah. I'm surprised it did so well, to be honest. But it's over now, isn't it?
I think this is the last season. Oh. If isn't it over yet, it's about to be. But yeah.
Not making bang no more.
I don't know. But I want to go home because I'm hungry.
J-Rub's never responded.
So we will update you guys next time. If you have that kind of relationship with your significant other, I recommend doing it. One other thing.
It'd be hella funny, and then tell or screenshot and send us your responses. Even if you're a dude, send it to your girl.
See what happens. Like, again, make sure you're that kind of relationship where it'd be funny if you say, I was just kidding. She's not going to get mad at you.
Or make her mad.
I mean, you do what you want. You're a grown-ass adult, so. One last thing I did want to say before we go. So if you remember, I think around the beginning of the year, did we talk about our holiday party at all?
Yeah, because you won the baking thing, I think.
No, yes. Well, yeah. I did win the baking thing, which was cool. I got my little PCC gift card. But there was also, we always do a raffle.
PCC is bomb. You got a PCC gift card?
Yeah. Well, I split it because it was Robin and I from the men's room. We both tied.
Yeah.
So we got half and half.
Wow. That's so cool.
I'm like, I'm totally
PCC's
cool with this.
PCC's expensive AF.
I know. So. I'm like, maybe snacks.
Yeah, maybe a bag of chips.
But they do a raffle every year. And so they have stuff, you know, ranging from tickets to like booze. They had a Seahawks helmet this year. Like, I think it's an official one.
They had a lot of like tattoos, like vouchers or certificates.
Yeah, tattoo vouchers. I did have, like, I won right away 2 Pacific Science Center tickets.
Holler.
And I was like, well, this is cool. I'll take my nieces. And I was jokingly saying to everybody, like, hey, you got a bottle of tequila. Want to trade? They're like, no. And so the grand prize of the night was a $1,000 voucher for
$1,000
party bus.
OMG.
And the guy who won it, Jason, is not a party bus guy. I know
you
him.
Know, yeah, which kind of shot. I mean, even if you're not, if you're a drink, he's a drinker though.
Yeah.
So
but
if you're not,
he's not like a let's get ass face. He's like, here's my nice bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
My scotch. Here's my nice cigar. I'm going to sit down with like some nice music in the background, maybe a book.
But you could do that on a party bus.
No, you can't. It's like a disc. I've been in this party bus. It's like disco
lights.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's not like a fancy limousine. It's like party.
With stripper poles and bitches.
I remember if there's a stripper pole. Anyways. So I jokingly said to him as he goes into the crowd, because everyone's like, yeah.
And he doesn't care at all. And he's like, literally like, okay.
Jason, want to trade for science fair tickets? He looks at the tickets. He's like, I love the science. Or not science fair, science center. I love the science center, and trades me.
Nerd.
It's freaking awesome. And so I got the voucher and everyone's like, what the hell? And I'm just like, it doesn't hurt to ask. Even his buddy's like, I'm so mad. I'm like, you're invited. He's like, okay. I'm like, you get a cup.
So when are you doing it?
I don't know. I have like a whole year to decide. Like it's good
so you
for
have
year.
Like the certificate or whatever, mm-hmm. and you just
I
call
just got
them
it today.
And set up the
party.
So is there like a minimum hours or how
know.
Much is
I
it
I try looking
hour?
At the website. I need to go back and check more
because I've tried to do a party bus and it's like usually like a certain dollar amount an hour, and then you have mm-hmm. to have it for a certain amount of hours,
right.
kind of thing.
I mean, I'm not really, really sure. So, but
that
some people
is
are
so
saying,
fun.
Do it for your 30th birthday. My thing for my birthday, though, I wouldn't be able to bring everyone.
Yeah, because there's what, like 14 people max or
something like that?
That. Yeah, it's not a lot.
So I'm like, well, do I want to?
What else would you do it for, though?
I mean, maybe a concert, but I feel like a party bus.
No, concert because you stay there.
Yeah,
at that place.
Exactly. Like, I mean.
You want to use the party bus.
Yeah. Like, I want to be on it most of the time, but I want to be able to get off so we can park it somewhere. So I don't know how to do this party bus situation.
And I feel like when it gets closer to summer, it'd be kind of cool because it'd be like warmer, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess if you're on a bus, though,
it
really
gets
matter.
Pretty warm.
Yeah.
I've been on the bus. It gets pretty warm. But
what other big events are there? Or you could just YOLO swag, do it for just a Friday, Saturday night that you want to go out. Like,
well, that's what my friends are even saying. It's like, well, maybe we could do that too. But
that's so cool. The jealousy is so real because guess what I won? Nothing. Nothing at all. It's the first year I haven't won anything. But I've never won anything nearly as cool as that.
Well.
I don't even think there's been prizes nearly as cool as that.
I mean, actually, there was one year. I think it was one of the first years I started working here. they had like, it was like a hotel stay at this place in like Glaconner.
Oh, is that in Washington?
Mm-hmm. It's up north.
Oh.
It's like, you know, cute little quiet town, got massages and stuff with my ex-boyfriend. The one before the ex.
See, that's cool. But I even think of party buses are like, you can go to La Connor, you can get a hotel. Yes. Like, that's a normal thing. But like getting a party bus is like an event because that is so not cheap.
But I don't know what to do. Like, have you guys ever had a party bus? And if so, what did you use it for? Because that's what everyone has been telling me. It's like just hang out.
If it's not going to be for your birthday, it should be just, it's going to be just a random day.
Yeah. So definitely my birthday would be way too big.
Yeah.
And I might not even be here for my birthday. I might decide to just get out of town.
Yeah. And for your birthday, you kind of would want to invite everyone, especially for your 30th.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know, Sarah. It's just so much.
This is so much pressure because I have a $1,000 party bus I have to do.
What would you use it for?
What would I use it for?
Yeah. If you had this, what would you use it for?
Oh, man. I would just talk to the people I would want to invite. And then be like, let's pick a weekend. Let's do this.
Where would you go, though? Because you have the bus driving around.
That's the thing, is I just thought of maybe like wineries or something. But I was like,
I feel like that might be too
low key. Like, but it's weird. I don't know. Would you go to Portland or some crap? Like,
I mean, if I could, that'd be kind of fun.
I think that'd be like too far away.
Yeah, I don't think I could afford that.
It's weird because it's downtown and like a lot of clubs and stuff you go to are close to each other.
Yeah.
So it's really just, I feel like a lot of people get party buses and they have them just drive around for a while.
Yeah.
And then stop them off at a place and then
maybe drive around or something.
Some more. No, because you're getting effed up on a party bus.
Right.
Like, it's a party scene.
Like, I feel kind of old. I feel kind of dumb. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this.
Because it's like a club. It's like a club on wheels.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like you almost don't even really want to go anywhere else because
one of the things is, too, like you want to be on the party bus to like go somewhere and be like, yo, bitches, I got a party bus. You almost want to flaunt it. Like if you got something that's, I don't want to say extravagant, but you got this cool luxury, you want to show it off.
Yeah, but then people, I don't know. When I see people on a party bus, I'm like, damn, I wish I was on that party bus. Then it's like, what are you celebrating? And you're like,
how cool
nothing.
I am.
You know, it's kind of like, oh.
It's like, I am freaking cool.
Maybe you should do it for your 30th. Because at least that's like an excuse. Then you're dressed up and people are like, oh, yeah. Then you can like pregame and then go to a nice dinner. And then they'll be outside waiting for you and can drink some more. And then you can go to Rickshaw. Because you love Rickshaw.
Well, I feel like we could just do karaoke on the party bus.
No.
Yeah.
Really? They have like karaoke machines and stuff.
Well, I think there might be a like, I mean, not necessarily karaoke, but sing along.
Okay, that's a little different.
Yeah, I'm just singing along. It's karaoke. It's
you might as well great. Just get the party bus and have it like parked outside your house.
But I don't want it parked outside my house.
I want to go places.
I want to do something, Sarah. Leave me alone.
I know. See, this is like the only stressful part is like now you actually have to like plan something.
Right. And like I have like my group of friends that I do want with me.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
But then it's like I promised some other people that they'd come with. And so it's like, okay, now I got to find other people that would balance
that could
them.
Like a weird mixture.
Yeah. I mean, I think they'll be fine. I think they'll enjoy the vibe of the group. But it's like, okay.
Well, and who would actually like, even if people were like, oh, I better be invited to that. Like, they could have just been saying that.
Yeah.
You know, especially because you have friends all over.
Yeah, I have a lot.
You have to pick like, well, I guess it's a bus, so.
I have to pick the real good ones.
Yeah. Yeah, because you only get slim pickings.
Sarah.
Yeah?
Would you like to be invited?
Hell yeah! I was waiting for my invitation this entire time!
I was like, I realize I don't think I officially invited her.
You guys, I was sweating bullets over here. I was like, wow, we're going to go this entire topic without her inviting me.
I just kind of assumed you would have like assumed that you're coming.
That I'm already invited.
Yeah. I figured you would have like, I'm inviting myself. It's like, and that's just how it is. Like, you would have, of course, been invited.
Which one of your friends is going to be like my, like, because like when I think about you guys or you and some of your friends, I feel like I'm like way too much. I'm way too extra. And I drink way more than all of them. Like, who is your one friend that like we're going to be on the same level?
I think you and Ashton can hit that level.
Okay, that's
Ashton
who I
knows,
was
like my best friend. She loves to get on that level, but she does dim it down for me.
Yeah. Okay. I was thinking of Ashton.
We both have gotten pretty drunk, so we can just make it look. We are here for you guys to get wasted, and you guys are going to be.
Yeah, it's like a DD all night. Like, that's like the best thing. It's just a DD all night.
And the cool thing is, and depending on how long, I was talking to Frankie, or one of the gals that works here, and she said she had one once, and someone's like, they had a bunch of hours left over. They're like, well, what are we going to do? It's like, well, do you guys want to drive me to my house in Bellingham? You got plenty of time. So Damn. They did. They drove to Bellingham, came back.
That's kind of cool. Like, you guys are all like with them, like, yeah, Bellingham.
Woo! I mean,
that poor driver.
I mean,
those drivers. Oh, man.
Tip your drivers.
Yeah, for real, because yikes.
Yes. But yes, if you guys have any suggestions on what I should do,
yeah,
please let me know. Ooh, go to a drive-in movie. Just piss everyone off.
It's like blasting music and like lights flashing during the movie.
Just do an orgy.
Dude, no one would watch that movie.
Nope.
We would literally just be dancing.
Because, I mean, I've been on the party bus. The time we've been on the party bus was when they did Steve Miggs, I think, when they finally showed off the new Beat Miggs song.
Mm.
And Windowpay was playing, Wide Only in the Wreckage. That was the first time I saw Wyatt's band, and I really liked them. And so we were partying on the party bus. Those guys came on. Everyone was just having a great time.
Yeah.
It got really hot in there, so we'd get off. We'd go inside, come back out.
So it was just
the
like posted
bus.
Up, the yeah. party bus.
Sometimes I think it would move, but yeah, it was just kind of there.
Yeah, I'm like trying to I don't honestly don't know if I've ever been on a party bus. When I think of party buses, I think of like my reality shows and they're all on party buses. Uh-huh. And that's why I'm like, oh yeah, there's a stripper pole and lights and it's so much fun.
I don't know if they're all this, if it's just one bus or if there's multiple buses.
Oh, like you can choose?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually been on one though.
Hmm.
But it sounds so much fun. I'm so glad I'm invited.
Sorry that it took a minute.
It's fine. It's fine.
Bitch, you knew you were going to be invited.
She was just looking up how much you can like have on the
people?
Party bus. And she's like, oh, can Sarah? Oh, does she make
Sorry,
the cut?
Sorry, Sarah.
Maybe not.
All right. So I would like your advice, what I should do.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss it more and we'll see what Johnny Rubbers texted.
If he ever texts me back, shoot.
Watch, he just ignores it.
Probably. Honestly.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.